We have Richard, who is listening from Brooklyn, New York. Richard, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, hey. Thank you.
I just happened to turn on AM, and I found you, and it sounds really great what you're doing, and maybe you can answer a question that's been boggling me for a long time as a Christian in Christ.
All right, we'll do the best we can.
Okay. Basically, when God speaks to your heart, question, you have to be careful because you don't have to think of certain things that you desire, or the devil could sneak a couple of thoughts into you. But that inner voice that I hear sometimes, is it the Spirit of God? How do you discern who's talking to you on certain things? I know to match it up with the Word of God or what's speaking to me, but I'm just a little curious.
Okay.
Voice sometimes,
Sure, that's a good question. Like you mentioned, the first test is always the Word of God. So if we have an impression or we hear a voice speak to us in our hearts, we want to make sure that what that voice is asking us to do or prompting us to do is, of course, in harmony with the Word of God. That's our first test. The second way that we can really be sure as to whether or not the voice that is prompting us to do something is of God is, well, quite frankly, by getting to know God, by spending time with God. The closer we come to God, the clearer we hear His voice, the more distinct we understand His leading in our lives. The Holy Spirit's voice is clearer to us. When you get to know a person well and they call you up on the phone, they don't have to introduce themselves. You recognize their voice. This is so-and-so. And when we get to know the voice of God as a result of spending time with Him, when we are drawn close to Christ, we can recognize His voice immediately and say, this is the voice of God. God is leading me in the situation. He wants me to do this.
Right.
And
Amen.
When we get to know God and we get to know His voice, we're going to be able to follow His leading. You have the example in the Bible of Abraham, who lived so close to God that when God said to him, take your son and sacrifice him as an offering to me, there was no question in Abraham's mind as to whether or not that was God speaking to him. He knew the voice of God. And, that could be our experience. If we draw close to God, God will communicate His will to us. We'll get to recognize His voice. You've got to be careful. Not every voice is from God. Spend time in His Word, and then as you draw close to Him, and with a sincere heart, you say, Lord, I want You to guide me. Then God will guide you if we are willing to go where He leads.
Amen.